You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal. We have a special guest in studio today who's normally in Studio West Bakersfield, but it's Stephen Pickford.
Good morning. I made the hearty trek because it's the springtime and the nice misty rain. Hey, breathing in the fresh air. That's part of what we enjoy doing here on Travel World.
That would be the weather and not the friend of yours goes by the same name.
Yes.
Stephen is well connected, you see. And we've got, of course, Bob in studio behind Master Control. And we have two great friends of ours that, you know, it's great. Vic, of course, our chief correspondent, who goes on all kinds of intrepid journeys of ours, and longtime friends, long, long ago. Another friend of ours named Sue Lumsden. Sue will be on later on in the show talking about her birding trip in Louisiana. And right now we're going to get to Vic. Vic, welcome back to Travel World.
Thank you, Willem. It's great to be back. I know the weather's not all that great in your town of Montreal, and it's the same here in Toronto, kind of cool and drizzly. But I just got back from a place where the weather was great, 75, 80 degrees every day, sunny skies, and I spent 5 days eating like a horse, and I still lost weight. And that's because I walked miles each day on beautiful sand beaches.
We have miles and miles of beach here.
On the Florida Gulf Coast. Have you ever been there, boys?
No, haven't been, but I've seen the pictures of the beautiful white sands. That's actually where Ken Carden is from, the Florida Panhandle.
That's right.
And as another little obscure connection, which is significant just because Sue is here, I spent time, of course, on the Alabama Gulf Coast, Mississippi Gulf Coast, a Gulfport right between Alabama and, of course, Louisiana. So there's our nebulous connection of the day.
Now, this area is called the Emerald Coast, located on the upper Gulf Coast. And the reason I lost weight is because I ate the best and freshest seafood I've ever tasted for every meal except breakfast. But first, I have to tell you that the Emerald Coast features 25 miles of white sands and sparkling green water. And that's how the area got its name, Emerald Coast. I stayed at a condominium at Fort Walton Beach. Now, I'd never heard of Fort Walton Beach before my invite down there, and it's not one of those well-known places like Jacksonville or obviously Miami or Tampa, but it's one of several nice towns here, including Destin and Okaloosa Island. And I had to search for these places on the map. It's in the northwest part of the state, but it has a southern feel to it, unlike some of the more sophisticated parts of Florida. The people here are downright friendly, and the area attracts a lot of visitors from Georgia and Alabama, what we'd call the good old boys, I guess, and the southern accents are heard a lot, but not from locals. They're from visitors from those states and others in the deep south. The locals, the business people, everyone bends over to make you feel at home. And there's so much to see and do here. I spent, about 5 days, and I could have stayed at least another four or five. Golf is my favorite pastime, as you guys know. Stephen, I missed you this time. You're my caddy.
Have the chance to drive your cart around the course.
Yeah, and I drove my own cart around the course. And one of the fellas I played with, they always lined me up with some locals to play with. This fella was 82 years old and had worked as a diplomat for the U.S. government for something like 60 years. And he was telling me all the inside stories about Condoleezza Rice and all the others. Fascinating stuff while we were golfing, but I still missed you in the cart.
Well, who won the game?
The 82-year-old. And we bet. And you know, the course is so friendly. Every three or four holes, they have a huge barrel beside the tee box. And you open the barrel, and there are free apples for you and free water. Everybody's into a health kick here because
apples.
Of the seafood.
Apples, that sounds like it's quite refreshing, especially on a golf course
like
that.
Yeah.
A hot day, yes.
Yeah. Now, I played a course called the Regatta. Golf Digest, which is one of the top magazines, golf magazines in the States, rates it as one of the best golf courses in the country, the Regatta Bay Golf Club. And it has water on a dozen holes, fantastically huge sand traps, and homes valued up to $1 million surround the course. The Regatta is a must-to-see, even if you don't play golf. The area has lots of other golf courses which are open year-round, though they tell me it can get quite cold that far north in the winter months. And because it gets quite cool in that part of Florida, you can really get bargains up there for places to stay in December, January, February, and then the prices go up in the summer months, which kind of surprised me.
Well, it's the summertime getaway for all those major cities of the southeast, Atlanta, Birmingham, Montgomery, Charlotte. They love the Florida Panhandle and coming down there for their spring, summer, fall vacations. But as you correctly mentioned, for snowbirds going away in the wintertime, it's still great deals and great temperatures as compared to the snow and ice they're going to get in the northeast.
Yeah, like, I mean, can you imagine getting a condo in January or February for like maybe $300, $350 a week? And they're all available at that price. And, of course, the area is, you know, crowded with fast food restaurants. You can eat on the cheap. And seafood is plentiful year-round and reasonably priced, too. So if you want to eat healthy, I mean, it's just a great place to stay. And as I mentioned, the golf courses here, many have been designed by top golf designers like Pete Dye and Ralph Fazio. And so if golf isn't your thing, tennis courts. Everywhere I went, tennis courts. There are over 100 tennis courts in the Emerald Coast area. Now, they're trying to promote tourism here, and they're doing a great job. This area was hard hit by Hurricane Ivan, and the locals have done a tremendous job getting everything back to normal. Beaches have been cleaned of debris, and homes and businesses repaired. Stephen, you'd get a kick out of this one. I saw a couple of people out with those mine sweepers looking for metal, and the beaches were really cleaned up after the hurricane, but I borrowed one of those little sweepers, metal detectors, and I found some American pennies. But one fella I was with found a wristwatch, and he took it in to a pawn shop and got $900 for it while I was there.
Unbelievable. $900.
There are a lot of treasure hunters, and I think they're also looking for, some people are looking for buried treasure, others for washed up relics of the Confederate War.
Yeah, and they tell me they find stuff from the Spanish galleons from hundreds of years ago.
The hurricane actually improved some of the beaches because the way the winds and water moved the shoreline, some of the beaches are actually larger. They weren't actually swept away as many people had feared.
Yeah. Now, I tried my hand at deep sea fishing, and I went out for, I think it was a 4.5-hour trip. I caught a dozen or so fish, a snapper, trigger fish, some others. I don't even know what they were, but they gave me a real battle, and it was a lot of fun.
Now, how do you go about that? Now, that's something which is particularly interesting because, in fact, the Corvette Stingray car was actually inspired by a guy who was into deep sea fishing.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, you know, like they teach you, you go out. We were like 7-8 miles off the coast, and they tell you how to bait your hook. You actually two hooks, and you know it's no problem. You can bait your own, or they'll help you do it. And you drop them overboard, and of course, these boats have sonar radar detectors, so they know where there's a school of fish. So the boat's motoring along. All of a sudden, it stops. He says, "Okay, boys, overboard, drop your lines." You drop your lines, and within seconds, you're hauling in fish.
That's amazing. So it's like at the back of the boat, and you have your seat, and you've got your pole?
Well, you don't have, no, this one didn't have seats, though I have done that in Jamaica and other places where you sit on a seat. And it's just like Ernest Hemingway, like you visualize in the movies. But he would have loved it here. Of course, Ernest Hemingway, he was after the big blue marlin.
Okay.
They run up to 400 pounds or more.
Now, what kind of line do you use for that? I mean, I see people fishing in Canada here for smaller fish, trout, and so on, and they've got the thin taut line. Is it like a wire rope kind of a line?
No, bigger line. Like in the smaller towns in Canada and the U.S., if you're fishing for trout or bass, you might use a 6-pound or 7-pound test line. That's about all you need to really feel a fish at the other end battling you. But in deep sea fishing, they might use a 30 or 40 pound test line because those fish, you can really hook onto some big ones.
Vic, we're going to take a break and get back to you for your Florida trip. That's Will and Back of the Travel World Radio Show. Stay listening.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford. In studio with me today.
Yes, in studio, in studio.
And we got Bob Cassini at Master Control. Two of our great friends online, Sue Lumsden, of course, who'll be on in another 15 minutes talking about her great trip to Louisiana and her birding trip. And Vic Phillips, our chief correspondent, great friend of ours, who is taking a trip to the Florida Panhandle and is telling us what a great time he had. Vic?
Oh, yeah. And I forgot to mention that it only cost you maybe $35, $40 for a half day of deep sea fishing. And they have the largest, best-equipped charter boat fleet in all of Florida in that area of the Emerald Coast. So it's inexpensive, and it's a lot of fun. And after fishing, we had another great seafood lunch. And then after lunch, we went back on the water, and I went sailing until well after dark. And what a treat. We had a captain from Australia on the boat. I think it was, what did he say, 54 feet long? I don't know much about sailboats, but it's huge, and it sleeps about 8 people. And our captain really knew his stuff. We call him Captain Rex from Australia. So if you want to go sailing, you can give them a call at 850-650-8787. Captain Rex will tell you all about real-life pirates operating in the oceans. So there's no problem in chartering a sailboat or a deep-sea fishing excursion. You can call the Emerald Coast Convention Bureau at 800-322-3319. That's 800-322-3319, and they'll fill you in on how to go about renting boats or golfing or whatever. Now, if you don't like water or golfing or tennis, then visit the local zoo or the Florida Caverns or the Marine Gulfarium, where I joined all the school kids to watch the dolphins perform along with sea lions. Now, Stephen, you'll remember when you and I were in San Diego a few years ago.
Oh, yes, at SeaWorld, yes.
Yeah, and we saw a great water show. Well, the one in the Gulf Coast, in the area of the Emerald Coast, is just as good as the one in San Diego. Now, after watching sea lions cavort and dolphins and all that, it was a lot of fun. Then I went for another seafood plate, but I have to be careful how I pronounce this place. Everybody goes there. It's called Fuddpuckers.
All right, it's kind of a play on words from the old Fuddruckers hamburger restaurant.
Yeah, Fuddpuckers Bar and Grill. And talk about an interesting place, Willem. The restaurant is surrounded by live alligators.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So if you don't pay your bill...
No. No, no, it's completely safe, of course, because you're protected by a huge fence.
Oh, it's not like a petting zoo. Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'd love to roll you over that fence, let you pet them, right.
And with the sea lions.
Yeah, and you can watch them being fed, but it's kind of scary. As they tell me those gators can run as fast as an Olympic runner over land. So you never want to...
Is that before or after the steroids?
You never want to get one angry.
The alligator or the human?
Yeah.
Sometimes, sir, the human don't always win.
Now, I have to mention one place where the seafood was outstanding, and that's at AJ's Seafood and Oyster Bar in Destin, where the knockout hostess, Courtney was her name, she kept feeding me the best oysters I've ever had.
You needed to have that dozen.
Oh, I had a couple of dozen. They were big and juicy and tasty. And, Stephen, you know, it's true what they say about oysters.
Yes. I learned that from you in 1987.
What, we ate a lot then in 87. What happened to us?
You sat in your room and ate a bag of cheesies.
And Stephen doesn't remember a thing, and he denies anything that ever happened that night.
No, yes.
Now, the Emerald Coast attracts a lot of famous people who live here. Britney Spears has a place here, and so does Joe Namath. I'm trying to think. Burt Reynolds, Faith Hill, that suspense author, John Grisham.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and even going back into the 20s, gangster Al Capone used to hide out from the law during Prohibition in this area.
That's amazing. I was interested in what you're talking about, the caverns, because Florida's panhandle is not typically a place where you'd think of for caverns.
No, I know, and I didn't visit them, but I saw it listed in one of the guides.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe my next visit will go down into a cave. I don't know.
Well, that'd be interesting. I mean,
now, the Emerald Coast was listed as having the best beach in the entire United States by USA Today and by a dozen other papers and magazines. And there are all types of low-rise condominiums to rent right on the water, ranging from what I said about $200 or $300 a week for a beautiful one bedroom on the beach. I stayed at Destin West. It was a 6-story condo building, and a fully equipped kitchen, fully stocked. I had to go for groceries and filled it up with some healthy stuff, so you don't have to go out to eat every night.
It's nice because you sometimes people want to either control what they eat themselves, or they also want to be able to have that home feeling, home away from home, because sometimes when you're on a week-long or a two-week-long vacation, I mean, eating out every night, it's like having chocolate every day. After a while, it loses its veneer.
Yeah. And, Stephen, I know you don't like heights either, so they booked me, you know, with a beautiful room on the sixth floor, and I took the elevator up, walked out, and all of a sudden it's wide open, like with a little balcony, a railing all around, like the hotel, those wide open areas.
Oh, not for me.
I freaked. So I crawled back to the elevator, made my way down, asked for a first floor room.
Well, it wasn't as bad as that hotel I think you went to once in London, England, you were telling me about.
So. Yeah, same thing.
We're driving the Apache Trail.
Oh, we hate heights.
Never forget that. I don't mind. It's Stephen and you, and it's actually interesting watching Steve when we went to New York City, and we actually took a tour of the top of the Empire State Building, and boy, oh boy. That was kind of neat. I mean, I walked right to the edge because I don't really have that particular fear. Vic, I wanted to ask you, because it intrigued me, along the Gulf Coast, it's said that the sand on the beach is particularly fine. Now, did you get a chance to actually walk on the beach? Because I know Steve always makes a point when we're near a beach destination. He takes a nice long walk up and down the shore.
Oh, yeah, I did that every day for 40 minutes, 40, 45 minutes, a speed walk, and the sand is very fine. And a lot of people were surfing. They do body surfing and stand-up surfing. They're all young teenagers doing that. And I actually got on a surfboard. There were a couple of Hispanic boys who put me on a surfboard and rolled me out into a wave and then let me come back to shore. It was a lot of fun. But the beaches are great. Yeah, you're right. The sand is very, very fine.
I mean, that's one of the appeals of the area, and it goes all the way along. When I was in Biloxi, it was the same thing. We were at a little hotel called the Casino Magic. Vic, tell us a bit more about your trip, because we got only a couple minutes left, and I'm sure you got tons and tons of stuff to cover.
Okay, well, there are more than 18,000 rooms available in the Destin, Fort Walton, Okaloosa Island area, including bed and breakfast inns, beach cottages, and five-bedroom bungalows, so you can go there with other couples or if you have a large family, all types of accommodation. The Okaloosa Airport is 10 minutes away and is serviced by six major airlines. Now, I flew from Toronto to Atlanta with Delta, and then I took a Delta commuter plane to the Okaloosa Airport. This area has everything. I'm in love with it. You can call the Emerald Coast Convention Bureau at 800-322-3319. That's 800-322-3319. And get them to suggest where to stay and what to do. Now, there's great shopping here. They have a beautiful, modern shopping center, just like the type I like to visit in Scottsdale, Arizona, one of my other favorite places. It's called the Destin Commons. And the shopping center hosts numerous unique and upscale stores, fine dining, casual eateries. It has a 14-screen rave motion picture theater, Bass Pro fishing and hunting shops. It has everything. And this area has the largest air base in the entire U.S. So if you're into planes, and Willem, I know you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You can look, anytime you're looking up at the sky, the planes are flying back and forth.
And that'd be kind of neat because Bob Cassini's son is actually training to become a fighter pilot.
Yeah. So. And the U.S. Air Force has a huge armament museum in the area, and it's one of three museums in the U.S. dedicated to the display of Air Force armament. And it's got fighter and bomber planes. I saw the B-17 Flying Fortress.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, Blackbird spy plane. And they've got them from four wars, I guess the World War II, the Korean, Vietnam, Persian
sure.
Gulf War. And so there's all kinds of planes to see. I know you'd enjoy that.
Vic, we got to wrap up. You got to be about 15 seconds to give out additional websites and other information.
Well, I've given the Convention Bureau number and the website. Now, let me see. I'm not great on websites. But, I mean, you can Google it. Just click on Google and knock down Emerald Coast, Florida. And it'll get you into all the sites you need for real estate.
All right, Vic, that's it. Thanks for joining us.
Take care, boys.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by Satellite. Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio. Sitting across from me is Stephen Pickford in once again. Yeah, and we got Bob Cassini in Master Control.
That'd be me.
With us online, and the big moment has arrived. Longtime guest, hasn't been with us for, well, since 2000, actually, and a longtime friend of ours, Sue Lumsden. Welcome back to the show.
Howdy do. How is everyone today?
We're doing great.
Yeah, having a lot of fun.
I listened to Vic's section of the program, and although he's an old friend, I have to challenge him about having had the best seafood, because I think I have to claim that distinction after my Louisiana trip. And until you have had the fried speckled trout topped with jumbo lump crab meat and a citrus beurre blanc at Annadel's Plantation Restaurant in Covington, Louisiana, you have not had seafood.
Oh, that's one thing for sure. I mean, you're all around the right coast for these kinds of things, especially with Steve.
Oh, yes, the glorious crawfish etouffee, tastefully topped with a tincture of Tabasco.
Well, I'm glad you said crawfish, because I was informed on this trip that crawdaddy or crayfish is a no-no. They want to hear crawfish. And in fact, I was a guest at a crawfish boil at the Terrebonne Folklife Culture Center, and it was marvelous. I didn't even know what a crawfish boil was, but they put in the crawfish and potatoes and sausages and mushrooms and who knows what else, and you eat it all with your fingers and throw the shells around and talk with lots of new friends, and it's just a wonderful experience. Same thing with the shrimp boil, and that was down at the Bridgeside Marina and cabins in Grand Isle. So we were all over the place on this trip in Louisiana, and it was wonderful.
You got out and saw a lot of the ecotourism side of Louisiana, relaxing side of the state that sometimes is more known for parties, but you can party at night and go out and see the beautiful countryside by day.
Well, the main point of this trip really was the ecology point of view, and it was to see America's wetland birding trail on the Louisiana Great Gulf Coast. And we went, there are 12 loops on this trail, by the way, for birders with 115 sites. And we visited the East Parishes Loop, or the East Florida Parishes Loop, the Terrebonne Loop, and the Grand Isle Loop. And altogether, we saw more than 135 species of birds. And this was a group of journalists, a very small group. And I must say, all of them better versed in birding and ecology than I was, so I learned a great deal. And one thing that I learned a great deal about, of course, was the need to save the wetlands. And I would like to get this message out. And they are losing about the equivalent of a football field every 30 minutes in Louisiana. They're losing that much land on the Gulf Coast.
And that has a whole effect on the rest of the whole ecosystem. When they lose that land, it's very hard to reclaim it. There are efforts to reclaim some of that land that is lost over time, but really can't.
And while groups like the Nature Conservancy on Grand Isle, for example, they announced while we were there the purchase of the Sherway Woods. And so they are trying to preserve land by buying up forests and woods and also by planting trees. But you're right, it is very difficult to get it back. And they've lost between 25 and 35 square miles of Louisiana's wetlands every year lately. And the state has lost 1,900 square miles of land since the 1930s, and it looks like it could get worse unless people do something. And we should get this message out of the way. Visit the website, www.americaswetland.com, or there is a 1-866-4-WETLAND number that you can call toll-free and get all kinds of information.
Something that really has to be done to preserve this beautiful area for future generations.
Well, and of course, the habitat for the birds. They have on peak days over Grand Isle, by the way, 25 million birds migrating per day. They know this from radar and from observations. They've extrapolated on peak days, say, between April 20th and May 20th, 25 million birds a day flying over. And if they're, of course, if there's no place for them to land and rest and eat, it spells disaster.
Oh, no, you've got to take care of that kind of thing, especially all the different varieties and the enjoyment of being out in a quiet, serene area such as that. Now, quiet is, we're talking about from mechanized noise, because certainly you're going to hear the sounds of nature, which are quite soothing, as a matter of fact.
Oh, we heard such beautiful sounds on this trip. And, of course, in the East Florida Parishes Loop, we went up to a place called the Big Branch Marshes National Wildlife Refuge. And this is home to a bird that ranges from being called rare to endangered. It's the red-cockaded woodpecker. And we were very fortunate to see this, and we got good, beautiful views through a spotting scope. There are something like 17 family groups of these birds in this area, and they only nest in these live pine trees. So this is another reason why it's so important to preserve the habitat. It was a wonderful thing to see.
What's the coloration on a bird like that?
This woodpecker is basically black and white. Are you familiar with what a downy woodpecker looks like?
I look in my own backyard, and the most colorful birds are blue jays, cardinals, robins, and then I see the occasional sparrow and maybe a common woodpecker here. So you got to understand that I myself am a very, very junior, casual kind of person who enjoys actually watching birds and nature, so I need your description.
Well, this bird is basically black and white, but not in big patches, okay? Uh-huh. It's got lots of spots on it.
Okay.
And it has a little tiny red spot on the back of the head, and that's what the red cockaded refers to,
okay.
Although that is very difficult to see. You do not usually see it. But this bird is you know, close to disappearing.
Wow.
It's in very local areas, so we were fortunate to see it. And it's very important to keep this kind of habitat. Another beautiful area that we visited, which was very quiet when we went there, was the North Lake Nature Center in Mandeville. And this is the home of the Great Louisiana Bird Fest, and they have all kinds of events going on. We got there at about 5 o'clock in the evening, and so, well, early evening, late afternoon, and so it was very quiet. The birds are not at their most active at that time, but we were able to look at the different habitats there with a wonderful guide named Larry Birch, and he explained the importance of preserving habitat, and we did see some beautiful wading birds there, so it was another wonderful stop along the way.
Now, in this area, what type of variety of accommodations do they offer? Are you really roughing it, or are you looking at staying at some really luxurious locales?
Well, I was very fortunate. You could rough it, I suppose, but I stayed at one of the most luxurious bed and breakfasts that you can ever imagine. It was called Maison Reve Farm, and it's easy to find on the internet at that address, Maison Reve. And it is an old, well, I guess it's not that old, it's actually new, but they are copying the style of an old French inn, and it's on a 30-acre private estate. Beautiful birding grounds. They offer packages for sweethearts and, of course, hunting. Now, hunting, I'm not that fond of being a birder, but the owner, Dan Gray, and his wife, Joanne, they assure me that they do not shoot or allow anyone to shoot any of the birds on the property, including the wild turkeys that fly in at night.
Well, the only shooting I do is with a camera.
Exactly,
but
exactly.
Now, you're leaving out something, of course, and one of our favorite topics of all time. I understand that you took advantage of their spa and jacuzzi, and, well, we love spas. We love the relaxation and all things. Tell us what that was about.
Oh, well, I got in very late in the evening, and I'd been up since about 3 o'clock in the morning to get to the airport, et cetera, from Ottawa, and we had a very long day, a very fulfilling day. We had seen lots of birds. We'd been to the North Lake Nature Center and the Wildlife Refuge. We'd had this beautiful dinner at Annadel's, and we finally got back to Maison Reve Farm. And thank goodness I could run this jacuzzi bath, and they had every kind of bath salts that you could imagine, and the bubble bath as well. And so I actually used both. I put in the lavender and had a nice long jacuzzi bath and relaxed. And I'm afraid I was asleep probably after that, within about 10 minutes.
Oh, it's nice. It's very soothing. You turn down the lights a little bit, put on some soft music, and just relax. It's a great
total indulgence.
Absolutely. And then of course we were up by 6 o'clock the next morning to see some of the birds on the property before we left, and I'm going to have to get on because we went to a different loop of the birding trail, and I want to be sure that I mention many of the different places that we went to. We also went to the Terrebonne Loop, and by the way, if people want to find out more about the birding trail, that's pretty easy. www.louisianatravel.com, and then you search for the birding, and you can actually get the maps of all 12 loops, and it explains all of the different stops on the wetland birding trail. So that's one thing that you want to do if you're at all interested in birding. Anyway, we got on to the Terrebonne Loop the next day, and we visited a beautiful spot called the Mandalay National Wildlife Refuge. It's a 4,212-acre spot, and it's excellent habitat for waterfowl, wading birds, other kinds of wildlife. And we learned a lot about the cost of doing nothing, about saving the wetlands, because not only are they losing land and possibly losing, you know, bird species and other species of wildlife, but they could lose a way of life for some of the people. The Cajun populations are quite concentrated in some of these areas, and if they are forced to disperse, they would go possibly to all kinds of different areas in the country, and then the culture essentially would be lost. They would then become part of the melting pot.
That's interesting, because a lot of people have this idea that doing something costs money, but yet often inaction is the most costly and devastating expense of any kind of thing. Sue, we're going to be picking you up following the upcoming break and discussing more about the Terrebonne Loop and what we call LumCon. Now, I thought that was just the Sue Lumsden Convention, but in fact, you can enlighten us of what
it's
that...
much more important than that.
Yeah, in fact, you can enlighten us what that really means when we come back following the break right here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. day listening.
Travel World Radio by satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Board Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
Yeah.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio in Montreal. Sitting across from me today is my great friend and colleague, Stephen Pickford, once again in studio with us. Steve?
Yes, and I'm sitting across from my great friend and colleague, Willem Backus, so that makes two of us.
Yes, exactly. And we're sitting not too far from our other great friend and colleague, Bob Cassini, who's in master control today.
And I'm just sitting.
And he's just sitting.
He has no friends.
I'm staring at a screen.
Staring at a screen, watching all the numbers and the flashing lights and the pretty switches, lights and knobs, which I enjoy in my studio. But we're here today to talk with Sue Lumsden, one of our great friends. Another great friend, but not a colleague, because she does other things. And Sue went to Louisiana, of course, in something that I thought was actually LumCon, which was the Sue Lumsden Annual Convention, where they display everything related to Sue, all things Sue, and you have different booths and vendors and stuff.
That would not be nearly as interesting as the actual LumCon, which was the Louisiana University's Marine Consortium, and this is a consortium formed in 1979 to coordinate and stimulate Louisiana's activities in marine research. So it brings coastal laboratory facilities to Louisiana universities, and they have thousands of school kids passing through. You can take one of these self-guided tours and see the aquaria there. And they also, and this will freak out Vic Phillips, who was speaking earlier about being afraid of heights. They have a wonderful tower that is, I guess it's about 65 feet above sea level and 72 steps up. So if he was talking about walks on the beach as exercise, he should have been trekking up this tower. But what a view once you get there.
We should tell Vic that he's got to do the show from there. We'll give him a microphone.
On a clear day, you can see 5 miles, and most of what you see is water. And apparently, not that long ago, this was farmland. And, of course, this was another way to emphasize to the journalists visiting that is very important to save the America's wetland.
Well, in that same area, Terrebonne Loop, you also took a Cajun swamp tour.
We did.
With some grumpy alligators? Or?
Well, no, an alligator named Grumpy.
Oh.
I'm not sure he was Grumpy, but that was his name.
No, nobody was testing out the theory.
Well, I believe that Black Guidry, who guided the tour and drove the boat, was testing it out a bit because he feeds the alligators. He calls out to them. I'm not sure in what language that is that he calls them, but he called in some alligators. One was named Grumpy. We think he used to be happy until he hurt his jaw. And then another one named Corrine, and finally Alphonse, who was 12 feet long. So that was kind of scary. They jump up for food that he feeds them. But also on this tour, we saw marvelous birds, the yellow and black crowned night herons. We saw lots of egrets, the snowy and the great white. We saw bald eagles. There was a beautiful bald eagle nest. And apparently there are, you know, tons of these bald eagles' nests in Terrebonne County.
Well, they're certainly a beautiful bird. And then, of course, the third loop that you experienced, the third out of the 12 that they offer in their collection, is the Grand Isle Loop.
Well, yes, and we were getting a little loopy by this time, as a matter of fact. Grand Isle
Sounds
Loop
familiar.
Was... Sorry?
Sounds familiar. Us getting loopy.
Oh, the Grand Isle Loop was just wonderful. Grand Isle, of course, hosts every year the Grand Isle Migratory Bird Festival. And this is a very different kind of bird festival because it doesn't have the binocular companies trying to sell things. This is very localized, although they do attract people from all over the place. They have homes that call themselves open properties, and these are actually part of the birding trail in the Grand Isle Loop. And you can just stop into their yards and talk with them about what they've seen that day. Wonderful. We visited in the yards of people named Gene Landry, Bobby Santini, Thomas Bradbury. These are very well-known local folks, and, you know, Grand Isle has a population. It depends on what you read. I read several different pamphlets, and it said ranging from a normal population of 1,200 to maybe 1,700 people, but swelling to 10,000 to 12,000 in the summertime because of the tourism. A lot of fishing there as well. I know Vic was talking about fishing, and one of the chaps on the trip with us named Kit Patrick caught a 45-pound drum. And drum is the name of a fish, by the way. It's not a drum.
An oil drum that was thrown out over the side of a boat.
Yeah. Exactly. But his pal Christian Saunier, who was also on the trip with us, took a picture of Kip with this big fish, though it was not a fish story. We actually believed it.
And you also flew over the area to get an impression of it.
We did. We were in a Cessna 206, and we had a great pilot named Forrest Campbell. And he explained, what we were seeing, of course, with the mighty Mississippi, which was kind of muddy looking, and he explained some of the land lost to us, and beautiful views. You know, we got to see lots of, the brown pelicans flying in the air. We saw wonderful things on Grand Isle. We had a tour led by a chap named David Muth, who was from the Orleans, I guess. I'm used to calling it Orleans because of living close to a community near Ottawa named Orleans, but He's part of the New Orleans Audubon Society, and he was very knowledgeable, and he took us, say, to the state park there and to all of the different habitats on the island, showing us many of the different kinds of birds, and he was the one who told us about all of the, peak migration being 25 million on a peak day over Grand Isle. So it was just a marvelous trip.
And there's the people of Grand Isle that made it enjoyable for you, too.
Oh, they were wonderful. Jean Landry with her bed and breakfast. You know, she has a bed and breakfast. We didn't stay there. But she only rents to, if she's renting to birders, she makes sure that all of the birders know one another, or else she only rents, one or two of the three rooms there, because she doesn't want people to be uncomfortable. And, of course, Bobby Santini and Thomas Bradbury, coming out and telling us about the birds in their yards, and showing us, of course, where their beautiful rose-breasted grosbeaks and indigo buntings and blue grosbeaks are. And, of course, where we stayed at Bridgeside Cabins, there were some wonderful people. Dodie and Buggy run that, and they put on a wonderful, they and the Tourist Commission, of course, of Grand Isle, put on a wonderful shrimp boil dinner for us, and they host lots of the different fishing rodeos down there, and we met so many wonderful people. It's just unbelievable. And the birders themselves, that I met. I mean, people think that birders are maybe eccentric at best and geeky at worst, but the birders I've met, in both at home and while traveling, are some of the most generous and finest people I've ever met. They want you to see what they're seeing. Nobody, it's not a competition. They want everyone to see all of the beautiful birds, and they're dedicated. They have passionate respect for all living things, and they have insatiable curiosity. And I just, I want to thank the people on our trip, actually, Rene Ebersole, Howard Youth, and Mel White, because they were very generous to me in sharing their knowledge.
Absolutely nothing wrong with a geek, of course, spoken from me. I'm a computer engineer. Now, this whole area has such an appeal because you flew into New Orleans?
Yeah, New Orleans was the sort of the opening and the ending. You spent a day in New Orleans to sort of complete the tour of
I did. And sticking with my nature theme, of course, we went to the Audubon Aquarium of the Americas, which was beautiful. And I must say, we stayed at the Holiday Inn Superdome in New Orleans, and it was terrific. They were great to us, and they have a free shuttle service that takes you around the city, although you are walking distance to the French Quarter, and I enjoyed the French Quarter so much. I would advise a self-guided walking tour there.
And the music.
The music is coming out everywhere.
It was fabulous, all kinds of music. There were string bands and Dixieland bands, all kinds of street musicians and other street performers. It was wonderful.
And you have the jazz there, speaking from somebody who was in the Press Club jazz band.
Oh, yes. Well, and of course, my spouse is a professional jazz musician, so he's very jealous that I got to spend a day in New Orleans where there's even jazz in the elevators.
You were in a jazz band?
I was many years ago.
What do you play?
I play valve trombone. Not very well, mind you. But it was a press jazz band.
Did you know that our very own Bob Cassini is a talented drummer, and one of his favorite styles of music is jazz?
I didn't know that.
A student of the great Buddy Rich.
I didn't know that.
Oh, absolutely. No, Bob actually, check the website, because he also was the music director for 16 years of the local Beckett Players in Montreal, which is a benevolent organization for children's hospitals. So.
Oh, wonderful. The band I was in played mainly to raise money as well, but it was for cultural reasons.
What was the name of the band?
The National Press and Allied Workers Jazz Band, Inc., with I-N-K for the Inc., because we were mainly people who worked in the media. Well, are you going to put all those websites of, because there were many more websites and phone numbers I had from the trip. Are those on your website?
We have 30 seconds and go. Because we'll put them up on the website. But
will you?
Give a
wonderful.
Few out.
Well, I would like to just mention, of course, the Lafourche Parish Tourist Commission. Also, the Holiday Inn Superdome, they've got a 1-800 number, which is 1-800-535-7830. The New Orleans Metropolitan, New Orleans rather, Metropolitan Convention and Visitors Bureau, and that's www.neworleansdvb.com. Also, the New Orleans North Shore St. Tammany Parish Visitor Information, and the Abita Brew Pub, didn't even get to mention lunch there, which was blackened shrimp to die for. The HOMA Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, just so many wonderful, wonderful hosts on this trip. I can't wait to go back and visit the rest of the Birding Trail.
Sue, we're out of time. We got 10 seconds, so thanks for coming on Travel World. We hope to have you back again. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Bob Cassini.
And I'm Sue Lumsden.
Join us again on the Travel World Radio Show. So, Sue, we hope to have you back very, very soon.
Thank you so much.
Happy traveling, everybody.
Bye.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.